Fleetwood Mac, Rhiannon, 95.9, Bob FM. Here we are on a Thursday with the good guys. Get up and go show. Jennifer Valentine is here. How are you doing?
What's going on? It's good to see you.
Do It Up, where you don't just do it.
You do it up.
Absolutely. Look at you. You're all ready to go. Super excited. No, do you ever get up and have like a bummer morning? Is there ever a time where you're like...
Well, let me tell you about this one. So okay. We wake up on Father's Day, okay, over the weekend.
Right.
A couple week and a half ago, something like that, whenever
it was. 10 days ago, yeah.
So we are remodeling our bedroom and bathroom right now.
Okay.
So my husband and I are sleeping in the basement. So our bed is just rare in the basement living room, right?
Right.
We get out of bed, slosh.
Uh-oh.
Then I see one of my shoes floating past me.
Your shoe floated by you? Wow.
And I was like, what is going on?
Just got real, as they say.
It got really real. And I was just in shock. Our basement, you know, it rained 6 inches in 3 hours.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So our pond flooded the backyard and seeped into the basement.
Yikes.
Oh, it was a bad day.
So you needed the sump pump and all that. So you didn't wake up. You weren't this Jennifer Valentine morning. No.
You know, I was laughing because sometimes, you know, when you get nervous, you just have to start laughing. You're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
We're like floating around. So that morning, I was not myself. You know what I mean?
All right.
Was like a little shocking. But yes, I'm a morning girl. I'm early to rise, but I'm early to bed.
What time
too.
You wake up usually?
You know, I get up in the middle of the night, like at 3 a.m. and I kind of do my spiritual things. I listen to my podcast and all my things, go back to bed for an hour and a half, and I'm usually up about 5. What time do you get up?
And you're bouncing off the wall. So I have to be here at 7:15. So I wake up about...
Oh, no.
I get going. So it takes me 30 minutes to drive here. Keep that in mind.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I'm driving from Wellington. So that's like 35-minute drive.
Oh,
so
no.
Take that. I'm like 6:20 sometimes. ask him. I'm hitting this chair right about the time it's time for, right at the end of the intro. I'm
like,
hello, good morning, I'm Shane Farley. What's going on at Do It Up? You told me you had a special.
Yes, I'm always doing specials. And so now it's the month of July and August. I'm running our leader special.
Okay. You disappointed me because you were talking about that at one point. I'm like, leaders? I thought we were talking about booze or something. I'm like, are you selling booze up in there at Do It Up?
I told you, we know how to do it up.
It's going to be a party. Well, you got malt liquor there or something?
Oh,
man.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds going to get wild. No?
You're crazy.
What are the leaders?
Okay, the leaders are the back bar sizes of shampoos and conditioners.
I see. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
that makes more sense.
You know, back to school's coming up in just 6 weeks.
Sure.
I was rebooking my clients this week, and, you know, everybody's about 6 to 8 weeks out. I counted it out. I was like, oh, no, school, 6 weeks. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Send them all back.
As you're getting excited about going back to school, the family size leaders are the way to go because you get so much more and it's on sale for the next couple
of months. How much do I save?
You know, quite a bit.
Okay.
It depends on which one. I mean, I have so many different varieties in my beauty shop, from Surface to Kevin Murphy to our Beauty Society. There's so many different things that we tailor to each person and what their hair type is and what they're looking for. I mean, there's basic everyday shampoos, and then there's shampoos for curly girls. There's shampoos for blonde girls, brunettes.
Frizzy,
you know,
people. Yeah, that's a big problem.
Oh my gosh. I can tell you what we've been doing. I have about 15 or 20 ladies that I've already done our Keratin Alpha Sleek treatment on.
Oh, does that help with the frizz?
Yes,
and the fry?
Does. Oh my gosh. Yes,
okay.
It's 4 different treatments. The very first treatment I do in the studio. I teach you how to do it. You take home all the products, and then you do it in week 2, 3, and 4.
Nice.
So it has been a game changer for people. It doesn't take your curl away. It just takes the frizz away.
It is
freaking the bomb.
We're talking with Jennifer Valentine from Do It Up and talking to her about everything that's going on over there. I see that all the time, and I talk to people. Sometimes, and y'all women have things to worry about that dudes probably don't even think of, like the split ends and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you got to take care of that hair.
Always. Yes, it is true. The more you cut your hair as far as a maintenance, a trim, the longer it'll grow. It is definitely a true statement.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So typically, like I'll do a maintenance, and then it's a hair haircut. So you can really grow it out if you take care of your hair and your split ends. It's
okay.
For real.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you ever do that thing? Like, I see them on TV sometimes. I wonder if you're like one of those gals, like when you're doing somebody's hair, like take the straight razor and like, I've seen that and like angle it. When yeah. I see that happen, I'm like,
you love it?
I do, but it also seems like crazy dangerous.
Yeah, it's kind of mesmerizing. I mean, living on the edge. Yes, watching those Edward Scissorhands and those TikTok videos, you can just get lost in them. And I love watching hair videos. Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, you get so much education these days. It's unbelievable.
I saw someone taking their cosmetology test one time, and I was a model for somebody else.
No, you weren't.
I was. I've done it twice.
Uh-uh.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know why. Maybe because I have a giant head and so I have more hair to cut or something, or people can see it from the back row. They're like, I know if I cut on him, people will be able to see it. But the kid was doing his straight razor. He wanted to be like doing shaves.
Uh-huh.
And he was shaking like a leaf
while
he was shaving this guy. And I'm like, dude, yes. I would just get up and be like, I'm leaving.
Okay, so you want to know about this?
Tell
when
me.
I was in cosmetology school, and this was in Denver,
okay.
I had my mom as my model. She came out. She's, you know, has lived in Winfield her whole
right,
life.
Right, sure.
Judy Kunkel.
Yeah.
And she...
Oh, yeah, I know her.
You know
Judy?
Yeah. So she had come out. She was my model. And the models cannot say a word. You know that from being
right,
one.
Yes, yep.
Because, you know, obviously it'd be cheating.
You'd no talking, it. Nothing, yep.
Nope.
Right.
I dropped the blow dryer on her head.
Oh, you did? Really?
And she couldn't even say, ow!
That's wild. Now, did you pass?
I did. I passed with flying colors, but I was a little nervous.
Did they talk to you at any point? Or like,
no,
okay, let's not do that
see.
In the future. Oh, they
Thank
didn't?
Thank goodness so many other people were in the room at
oh,
the
right.
same
Oh, right. No,
time.
It is crowded, and there's a bunch going on.
I got away with it.
Well, that's good. What else we got going on at Do It Up? This is in Winfield, by the way. Tell us where to find you.
Okay, 110 East 9th. It's right beside Ella's Checker Restaurant there.
And, oh, right. That's
yes.
a good
Oh, love it.
You can do Ladies Day right there.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you can go get done up, and then you can go get you some lunch.
And we do that all the time. We'll bring over the chips and salsa, and ladies hang out.
Really?
In between getting your facial, your head spa, your blowout, you're having some queso.
Go over and see Carlos and get the...
Oh, my buddy, yes.
Get the Mexican food. Oh, man.
It's
you've got
a fiesta.
You've got the setup right there.
I know.
I'd weigh about 900 pounds if I live that close to there.
Whatever. You're looking good. I told you that.
And my hair would be in like 90 different colors because I'd let you try a different color probably every week.
Oh, man. You've got to come in for the head spa.
I will. I'll come check it out.
You
for sure.
Have to.
Yes, we'll do it. Absolutely. What else is going on we need to know about? As school gets closer, I'm sure that gets to be a busier time for you, too, right?
Oh, it is. Yeah, people have already been booking out for that. So get your back-to-school haircuts on the books and get, you know, ready for the new school year.
How many folks do you have working there?
We have five of us.
Okay. All right.
So another hairstylist. We've got a lady who just focuses on the head spas and the blowouts.
Really?
Yeah. We've got an esthetician and we have a spray tan artist. So
you have it all going on
I know,
over there.
It's really, really neat. One-stop beauty shop.
Can I find you online? Of course I can.
Yes.
Where do I go?
Doitup.glossgenius.com.
And plenty of products in there too, right? If I want to come in, and not just the shampoo, you have some things I can shop from, right?
Oh, absolutely. All of the shampoos, the conditioners, the foundation, eye makeup, blush, all, you know, just little things here and there, the lip glosses. We're trying to become like a little mini Ulta.
A little boutique right in
like
there,
a
yeah.
A little boutique. So you don't have to drive to Derby. You don't have to drive to Ponca City. You can do it right there, or we also are doing online orders with
you can
our beauty
do it
society.
Up right
oh, yeah,
there.
We do it up well. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, that's good. Enjoy the 4th. Are you somebody that lights off a lot of fireworks? Or
I like the firecrackers. You know, my dad was a fireman for 32 years, so I'm kind of, you know.
Right. You had to be a little more safe
I
than
follow
others.
Follow the rules.
Because he was around and like, hey, don't run with that sparkler.
Exactly.
He kept an eye on you. Tell me again where to find you.
110 East 9th in Winfield, Kansas.
Thank you very much, Jennifer
it's
Valentine, for coming in. That's Jennifer with
Thank
Do It Up,
you.
And she's got leaders for you.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Go check them out
big
if you need
size.
Shampoo. Yeah, those are the big boys,
it's
too.
It's the big boys.
We'll be back here at 95.9 Bob FM. Weather and music on the way.
Because it's all fun and games until you win stupid prizes. This is Bob FM. Migraines? Neck or low back pain making you feel like a castaway on Pain Island? Just yell, Wilson! And Dr. Wilson and Advantage Family Chiropractic answers with expert adjustments. Don't drift. Get real relief today with Dr. Chris Wilson in Winfield.